Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, October 16th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of government and politics news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Milagros Tour 2025 transforms lives across the Midwest. Free immigration consultations bring hope to families. The Milagros Tour 2025, led by immigration attorney Alexandra Lozano, has completed its Midwest edition, offering free legal consultations to thousands of Latino families in Kansas City, Milwaukee, Detroit, Columbus, and Indianapolis. Nearly 2,000 families registered, with over 1,000 receiving in-person consultations, each a step towards security and legal status in the U.S. The tour aims to break down barriers of distance and fear, providing not only legal guidance, but also resources, food, and community connections. Marina Gonzalez, for example, regained her faith and is pursuing her dreams after two decades without legal protection. The faith-driven movement of empowerment and justice continues through Lozano's nationwide Oficinas Los Milagros and free virtual consultations. Learn more at abogadaalexandra.com. Tech Media Breaks, Supercom Ltd. secures second electronic monitoring contract in Utah. Supercom Ltd., a global provider of secure e-government, IoT, and cybersecurity solutions, has secured a new electronic monitoring contract with a second sheriff's agency in Utah. The agency will deploy Supercom's Pure Security TM suite to upgrade its offender monitoring programs, replacing legacy technology. This marks Supercom's second sheriff's agency partnership in Utah and further expands its nationwide footprint among law enforcement and public safety agencies adopting its next-generation EM platform. Ryan McJown-Conran joins Benchmark Strategies as Senior Director of Public Affairs. Benchmark Strategies, Boston's leading public affairs and strategic communications firm, has announced that Ryan McJown-Conran has joined as Senior Director of Public Affairs. With nearly a decade of public policy experience, Ryan will lead public sector consulting engagements to drive new revenue and implement impactful government affairs strategies. He brings expertise from roles in public health and healthcare policy for the Baker and Healey administrations, as well as experience at the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. Ryan's background includes legislative outreach, COVID-19 response efforts, and coalition building. His addition strengthens Benchmark's capabilities and will benefit clients across industries such as information technology, artificial intelligence, and life sciences. 30 NFL players urge fans to join Nation of Lifesavers, learn life-saving CPR. On World Restart a Heart Day, the American Heart Association and NFL are introducing the 2025 Nation of Lifesavers Player Ambassador Class, featuring 30 NFL players dedicated to promoting CPR. These ambassadors will amplify PSAs, social media content, and community education events. Two ambassadors will be at tonight's Thursday night football game. The initiative aims to increase CPR awareness and training to improve survival rates of out-of-hospital cardiac arrest. The NFL Foundation provides CPR grants to teams for community CPR and AED access. The American Heart Association has collaborated with over half of NFL teams to educate players, staff, and fans on hands-only CPR. To learn more and become a lifesaver, visit heart.org/nation.
State Roundup. Trump freezes 13 grants to Maryland worth $185 million. Moore says Trump actions petty, partisan, punishing. Moore polls well, but supporters struggle to name achievements. The Trump administration has frozen or canceled nearly $28 billion in government funding, including $185 million in 13 grants to Maryland. Governor Wes Moore criticized Trump's actions as petty, partisan, and punishing. While Moore polls well, supporters struggle to name his achievements. Baltimore-Washington International Airport is refusing to air a video blaming Democrats for the government shutdown. A mother detained by ICE in Hagerstown has been returned after 5 months. Federal workers and lawmakers protest the shutdown in Washington, D.C. The Maryland AG's office is replacing leaders of its police oversight unit. Repeater Jamie Raskin energized Talbot County Democrats at a unity dinner. Baltimore County faces criticism for hiding information about a lawsuit settlement. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott's $163,495 SUV is among the most expensive official vehicles. Baltimore is set to approve a $2 million payment to end the police horse unit. Harford County may spend $7.6 million to preserve 1,000 acres of farmland. Annapolis mayoral candidates address LGBTQ+ issues at a forum. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.